All right, wonderful. Thank you so much, Allison. I appreciate you doing that for us. Go ahead and take your Bibles tonight. Turn to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 this evening. And Shepherd of My Soul. That goes right along with some thoughts that we're going to be looking at tonight. And tonight we're going to look at a specific topic here that is addressed by Paul at the beginning of 2 Corinthians. And really, this is sort of the go-to passage when we talk about this topic. But I want you to put your eyes on it. I hope that you do have a Bible with you. Don't just rely on me to read the words here. There's something special about holding the Word of God in your hand, processing the information through your eyes. Notice what it says, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 1 says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in all Achaia. So he's writing the church here of Corinth, but he includes all the saints here. And so this would include us as well. Notice, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Notice verse 4, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. I want to talk tonight with this just simple title of what God wants us to know about comfort this evening. Now, as you may have realized, come to the place in your life, hopefully you're at the place now where you realize that human beings in general are a pretty needy group for sure. I don't know if you've noticed this about yourself, but I find that the older I get, the more needs I seem to have. Sometimes those needs seem to morph and change as life goes on. You know, I think about something that Philip used to tell us when he was much smaller. He would run around and when he first started formulating words and sentences, he would say, I need that. I need that. He would just point to anything and everything. I need that. Okay. And kids figure that out. We as human beings figure that out pretty soon. And one of the things that we need is comfort. Not only do we need it for ourselves, but there is a need for us to provide comfort to other people. In fact, Paul essentially addresses this at another place as well, in 1 Thessalonians, where the Bible says, comfort ye one another. So we understand that this idea of comfort that Paul addresses here is both something that I need personally as a Christian, but it's also something that I need to be able to provide, or at least be a part of my ministry to other people. And so with that in mind, I want us to notice some things that simply through these four verses that the Lord wants us to understand about this topic of comfort. Notice number one tonight, the source of true comfort. And we see this in verse 3. Notice what it says. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. It's important for us to know, obviously, because the Lord included this in His Word, that He is the source for all comfort. Now, that's important to us, especially when we understand the purpose of comfort. And here are a couple points later, but to understand that the true source of comfort comes directly from the Lord. Now, there are quite a few coping mechanisms that the human race goes to whenever they're experiencing trouble or difficulty. One of these things, and we even call it comfort food. Now, I don't know what your comfort food is, but some of you say, well, you know what, I like a Crunch chocolate bar. That seems to be and hit the spot for me. Others would say, you know, I'm not really all about the chocolate side of things. I tend to enjoy the tangy, maybe even the sour. You know, give me a pack of sour Skittles and, you know, that'll cure any problem that I have. Or, you know, it could be something else for you. But we kind of joke and we enjoy certain things like that. But really, those things are not intended to meet the spiritual needs of our life, nor are they intended to fix and to help in a time of need. But what the Lord is telling us is there that you don't need any other substitute in regards to the comfort that we can enjoy. In other words, the presence, enjoying the presence of God and His comfort, His ministry of comfort in our life is enough. And He is the source of the comfort. And so, first of all, we see, what does God want us to know about comfort? Well, it's something that He created specifically for us. And when we are seeking it and in need of it, He is the source and the one to go to. What else do we need to know, Paul? Well, notice the second thing here. Not only do we see that God is the source of true comfort, but we can see, second of all, the kind or the quality of comfort that we receive when we go to Him. Look at verse 3. It says, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort." He's the Father of mercies. He's the God of comfort, the Father of comfort. But also, He includes this word here that's very important. He says, the God of all comfort. That word there, all, has the idea of a complete, something that is complete, the idea of something that is perfect. And this speaks to the quality of that which the Lord is providing for us. And so, this is very important. If you've ever bought something before, and it's not lived up to its description, you know how discouraging that can be. One thing that especially as you get older, you tend to appreciate the quality of a mattress. Now, I have noticed this in different ways. I remember when I was traveling in college for the school that I attended, and we would stay in people's homes. And occasionally they would put us on a guest bed that might as well just have been a board with a sheet over it, because, you know, that was about the extent of the comfort level that we were going to receive. A little while ago, we decided to purchase a new mattress for our guest bed. And we were looking for a good deal. And, you know, when you want to do that, you just kind of scale all over the place and you look on Amazon even. So we found a good mattress, a memory foam mattress on there. And it was for a good price, and the reviews seemed pretty decent. And, you know, you read their description and it said the quality was some of the best. Right. So anyway, we made that purchase and we put it on the bed. And I'll tell you, it was hard as a rock. I mean, it just really was. Now, I will say this, when it comes to mattresses, some people like firm. You know, they the firmer and the harder it is, the better they sleep. I don't understand that, okay, but that's how they are, okay? Some people are like, no, I just like to sink in and to the point where everything closes up around me and I cannot see anything anymore. Okay, some people like that type of comfort, all right? Now, I will say this, we had one guest come and say, that bed was great. And then I had some relatives come and they said, what are you trying to tell us? You want us to leave now? I don't understand. What's this bed? You know, and so we did everything we could to try to make that mattress work. We put stuff on top of it. We bought a thin layer of foam to put on there, extra foam. We bought a pillow top with fluffiness in there. And, now that thing's about 10 foot tall. You walk in and you have to kind of throw your leg up there. But you know what? We got it to a place now where it's comfortable. It's of good quality. But I'll tell you, it took some time to get there. Paul wants us to understand that when it comes to this idea of comfort, it's something that comes directly from the Lord, and it's the complete package. It is not only the complete package, but is all the comfort that we could need and hope for. In other words, it lives up to the description of comfort in the Word of God. That's a rare thing in our lives today for something to live up to its description, but certainly everything does in relation to our God. So we see the source of true comfort. We see the quality of comfort that the Lord has granted to us. And before we move on, you know, there are a lot of things that are disappointing. And I have to include these because they connect with Brother Matt in just a great way. And Brother Matt is like me, went through tribulation working at McDonald's. Really, you don't know tribulation until you work at McDonald's. But nonetheless, anyway, you know, sometimes places advertise, you know, limited time only, right, with a product. And that's just a way to advertise. And I think they did the McRib that way. And they seem to do that occasionally. And it's just a tactic to try to get people to buy it. Some people, you know, say they offer 24-hour service, right? Except their services aren't always 24 hours, and especially right now during a pandemic. I'll never forget some of the most disappointing moments I've had is when I've driven through the McDonald's drive-thru in search of a frappe, and only for those words to come back, "Oh, I'm sorry, sir, we are in fact cleaning the machine." Has anybody else ever had this happen, Brother Matt? Have you ever had that? I mean, it's just like the 24-hour service thing, it's not quite reliable, right? Then sometimes you see that while supplies last. Okay, now if you see that type of advertisement, understand these people only have about 3 left on the shelf. You're not getting anything from it, so just move right on, because by the time you get there, I promise you, it will be gone. But listen, when the Lord, on a serious note, when the Lord says, "Hey, listen, I am the God of all comfort. I have comfort for you in time of trouble that is always accessible, never runs out," understand that that's something that you as a Christian can take to the bank. And you can apply it to your life, and it can always be an encouragement to you. So the source of true comfort. We see the kind or the quality of comfort. Notice the time of comfort. And we see this here connected with some of the points that I just brought out. The time of comfort. Verse 4, he says, "Who comforteth us in all our tribulation." Now, what is Paul talking about here? Let's jump down to verse 8 and 9, and he gives us a little bit of an idea of what tribulation can be. Notice what it says, "For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life." Well, you ever been there before? You just felt like, man, life was sort of closing in on top of you, and you despaired even of your very existence. He goes on, look at verse 9. He says, "But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we would not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raised from the dead." Now, obviously, Paul faced some things that, Lord willing, we will never face. But the reality is, he found that no matter what level of trouble he faced, even to the point of despairing unto death, the comfort of God was amiable to meet the task at hand. And that's precious. That's a precious thought. We see the time of comfort. "Who comforteth us in all our tribulations, in all our suffering, in all our distress, in all of our trouble, in all of our pandemics." On and on it goes. The time of comfort, it's always accessible. Notice the fourth thing as we move quickly. What does God want us to know about comfort? He wants us to know the source. He wants us to know the quality of what's available. The time of when it's available. But also notice his description here of comfort. Now, the Apostle Paul uses this word 3 and 4 times in this passage. And the idea of comfort in the New Testament is this idea of coming alongside of. I love so much the Latin word from which we get our English word comfort, which the Latin word literally means brave together. Is that not a beautiful picture of the Christian who is relying on the Lord's comfort in time of trouble? I want you to think about this. Have you ever considered the fact that the Lord gave us a prime example in the Gospels of 11 men who were in great need of comfort? Now, these were individuals whom God had spent, or Jesus Christ had spent, a number of years training, spending time with. And yet, the closer he got to the cross, the more he talked about the fact that he would be removed, but he would send the Comforter. Do you realize that grown men need comfort? Wrap your mind around that for just a second. A lot of times we think, well, you know, someone who needs comfort, well, they're just a weak individual. You know, somebody who you see just a need that's glaring in their life, or maybe they're more expressive than somebody else, but you look at them, you say, well, that's a weak individual. Do you realize Jesus Christ walked for 3.5 years with these men, and they were still not at a place, and really, the Lord never wants us to be at this place where we can go on without him. That's never God's will. Now we think about in training of a child, my sons, there come a point where, I'm not going to tell them every decision that or make decisions for them. They're going to reach a point where I'm going to say, okay, you're however old, it's time to get out of the house and go make a life for yourself. The point is not to make them more and more dependent on me the older I get or the older that they get, but it's to slowly to make them more independent, but even so to take their dependence and turn it more towards God than it is on me. And you know what? The Lord never wants us to act independently in ourselves. And quite frankly, we don't have to. Because the Lord, to those men, he said, listen, I'm going to be taken from you, but I want you to know. And he said it repeatedly. He said, listen, I'm going to send a comforter. And it's so interesting to me that he referred to the Holy Spirit. We think about the Holy Spirit, his title is sort of being, you know, the Holy Spirit, and then all the things that he is, all the things that he does, and then all the names that maybe he goes by. But the Lord continues to remind those men, you need comfort, and he's going to be there for you. What do we find? We find these men are closed up after Christ ascends. These men are closed up and buckled down. They're afraid. They're not sure. They're waiting. They're just waiting for the Lord to work. And as soon as the Comforter comes, they then begin to go out and to share the gospel and to spread the good news. And the church begins and launches and people get saved and incredible things begin to happen. But the point here is this. The comfort that we receive of the Lord is integrated in and through the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, because the Lord tells us that he is the Comforter. Listen, I can have confidence in my trial. I can get through any difficulty, not because of how strong Brother Scott is, because of how strong the Lord is. Because I don't have to walk alone. I can walk together and be brave for that reason. Let me ask you a question, teenager. There are certainly, if you turn on the news, there could be certainly enough that would discourage anyone. Maybe you've got some plans that have been canceled. And really, this last announcement has sort of been a tease. We're opening up to phase one. No, we're not opening up to phase one. And maybe you got a little bit excited because it looked like COVID-19 was going to be in the rearview mirror. But you know what? The Lord knows exactly what's happening in your life. And he has not left you to yourself. In fact, the Holy Spirit continues to be right there with you to provide the comfort that you need. But you know, it is conditional. You know, we can have access to comfort and yet never open the door to it. And that's perhaps what we need to focus on even more so in this time. But what is comfort exactly? Well, it's directly related to the Comforter. Now, how does the Holy Spirit provide comfort to us? Well, he reminds us of what is true. John chapter 16 and verse 13 says that he will lead us into all truth. You know, sometimes we need to just simply be reminded what is true about the circumstances. You know, there are times that our flesh wants to sort of have a pity party about whatever. And that's something that we can all feed on. And, misery loves company. You've heard that statement before. You know, maybe you've gotten together with a friend recently and you just found yourselves, the more you talk, the more you kind of spiral down and further down. And maybe you feel the weight of the situations or hope that's been deferred recently. But, you know, there are times that we need to be reminded about what is true about circumstances. There are times that we need to be reminded about what is true about us. You know, sometimes a teenager will latch on to maybe their perception of their physical characteristics and, you know, I'm not pretty. I'm not handsome. I'm ugly. Nobody likes me. I don't, you know, and that obviously all of these things are fleshly thoughts that so many times are not even close to being connected with reality. And yet we find ourselves focusing on that which is not true. But what does the Holy Spirit do? He leads us toward that which is true. But you and I have to be willing to surrender our thoughts to that. In the moment, we have to be willing to say, Lord, you know what? I don't want my flesh to take over this situation. I want to dwell upon that which is true about my circumstances. I may feel internally like the world is ending and I'm not going to get my way, but Lord, help me to not focus on my feelings, but God, help me to focus on what is true right now. You know what the Holy Spirit reminds us of or draws us into the fact that what is true is He reminds us that we are protected. He reminds us that God has forgiven our sins. And that's really where we turn to the next thing. And that is, not only does He remind us about what is true about us, what is true about our circumstances, but He reminds us what is true about God. John 14 and verse 26, Jesus speaking to the Holy Spirit said that He will bring all things to remembrance. You know, there are times that we just need to stop and think about what is true about God. We need to stop and set all of our issues aside for a moment and be reminded that God is in control. Reminded that He will never leave me nor forsake me. Reminded that He is fashioning me, that He is molding me, that He has a plan for my life, that He thinks thoughts that are good towards me. Because, oh, how quickly our flesh can run to other coping mechanisms that present nothing but distress and further distress. Paul is saying this, listen, there is so much offered in God. And one of these wonderful things is that of comfort. What is comfort? Well, it's found through the avenue of understanding the Holy Spirit. Notice the last thing as we close this evening. Our time is gone. Notice our final thing, and notice the purpose of comfort. And this is on the other end. As being an individual that needs comfort in my life, at being an individual, no matter who I am in Christ, I'm a Christian, I need comfort. But turning from that and understanding now, as we receive comfort, what is our ministry to other people? Look at verse 4. Who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Listen, not only does God want you to seek His comfort in any situation, but God wants you to be able to provide comfort to other people. You say, Brother Scott, that's only somebody who's good with words. You say, Brother Scott, that's somebody who, you know, enjoys the limelight and enjoys being up in front of people. That certainly, when Paul says that, when the Lord talks about this, this is somebody that is much older, and this is Grandpa, right? I mean, this is Grandpa who is now at the end of his life. Now he can really help other people in regards to comfort. But you notice that the Apostle Paul does not put any age qualification on this at all. He leaves it open for no matter how young we are, no matter how old we are. You know, you realize that sometimes pets have a better idea of how to give comfort to people than human beings. You ever thought about that? Maybe you have a cat or a dog that just seems to, you know, when you're feeling down, somehow they sense that and they just come around. Maybe they just sit quietly with you and help you out in that way. The Lord wants us to be of help to other people. And that can simply be by sitting and listening. That can simply be by helping someone else process the situation they're in. That can be by simply reminding somebody about what is true about themselves. You know, somebody comes to you and says, is always harping on the fact that, you know, people hate me and, you know, nobody likes me and this and that. You need to remind them in a kind and a compassionate and a gracious way that they are loved and adored of God. And that reality that they think is so true is not the case by any stretch. You're helping them process in order to get to a place of truth and whereby you're giving comfort. Maybe it's not only what is true about them and their circumstances, but maybe it's what's true about God. Sometimes we have these feelings that God has abandoned us. Sometimes we feel like He's mad at us. Sometimes we feel like, and we formulate this view of God that is completely contrary to what the Word of God presents the Lord as. And we need spiritual people who will be willing to come alongside of us and to remind us who God is. Say, Brother Scott, can I do that? You can. You've got friends. You've got relatives who are in need of comfort just like you are. We take the opportunity. I love this. I know I've shared this in the past, so I'm going to read it again. Once during Queen Victoria's reign, she heard that the wife of a common laborer had lost her baby. Having experienced deep sorrow herself, she felt moved to express her sympathy. So she called on the bereaved woman one day and spent some time with her. After she left, the neighbors asked what the queen had said. The woman replied, "Nothing." She simply put her hands in mine, and we silently wept together. God told Isaiah, in Isaiah 40 and verse 1, "Comfort ye, my people." May the Lord help us to be Christians who access the comfort of God and who in turn can comfort others. Heads bowed and eyes closed tonight. Just a moment, we're going to pray. The piano is going to play just a quick verse of invitation. But maybe you're the person tonight, say, Brother Scott, I am unashamedly in need of comfort. There's some thoughts that I've been having. There's conflict in my mind, conflict, turmoil in my heart. And maybe you've been tempted to handle that your own way. But can I tell you, as Lydia said tonight, taste and see that the Lord is good. This thing of comfort is not meant to be just some theological truth that Christians just know. It's meant to be something that is experienced on a daily basis. Will you avail yourself to the comfort that only God can give? Will you open yourself to the Holy Spirit and the work that He wants to accomplish? Brave together. I love that definition of comfort. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that You'd bless our invitation time. Pray, Father, that we as Your children would do business with You. Lord, You would work in our hearts, comfort us. Lord, allow us to be a blessing to other people. In Your name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, let's go to our questions time. And I'm going to go ahead and give us our first question here. And if you have a thought, everybody turn on your video again and you can go ahead and let us know that you'd like to answer one of these questions. But I'd love to get as much feedback as possible, so don't feel bad about saying something or feel bashful. We're all sinners saved by grace, and it'd be good for us to talk a little bit about this theme of comfort tonight. So, number one, let's go ahead and get into the discussion questions. What are some reasons people need comfort today? Certainly, there are some reasons, some examples. What are some reasons why people could need comfort in the day that we're living? All right, Manuel.
Yes. I think some people need comfort because they have been bereaved. Someone has died because of the coronavirus. Yes.
All right. So comfort for maybe sickness or those who have actually been touched with the virus. Anybody else have a thought? Okay. Go ahead, Micah.
think a lot of people just, when they look for comfort, they look at, that's when they look everywhere except for, I guess, God and that kind of stuff, even if they're saved, not saved. But they always look at me for friends or people closest to them or just anywhere they can find it. Instead of looking at quite a lot of places that actually applies it. Because there's a lot of places that look like they provide comfort, but in reality they don't. The only thing that provides comfort is what God and His Word is. So.
That's good. Okay. All right. Let's take one more on that question. Another viewpoint of what are some reasons people may need comfort today. Okay, Andrew Lawrence.
A lot of people just, I know I've been talking to my dad, a lot of people like are losing jobs and money, and you know, it's just really hard to deal with not knowing where your income is coming from. So.
Okay, all right. Let me ask the question. We're going to go 1A. I'm gonna ask this question another way. And what are some reasons teenagers may need comfort today? I want you to be able to think about that just a little bit. What are some reasons teenagers may need comfort today? That one's Stymius. Micah, you know, okay, go ahead, Micah.
I think one of the reasons why a lot of teenagers need comfort, especially I think during this time of life, there's a lot of things happening. There's a lot of distractions, a lot of things. I mean, there's a lot of eventful things that, I guess, happen to you during this part of time. So I guess during this time that people, I mean, people look to each other to see like comfort, especially during like this time. People look to each other. They need comfort because they get there's a lot of things around them that they have to they focus on. I mean, whereas you grow older, you're not. I mean, like in between that stage. So I mean, it's hard to explain, but I mean. I guess during this stage, you definitely need a lot of comfort through God's Word, I guess, friends, and et cetera.
Yeah, that's good. And I want to move on to the next question, but just a thought for you to be thinking about, you know, and I know all you have to do is ask yourself, like, what's something I need comfort for during this time? I think that relationships can be one thing. You know, obviously, our relationships are different right now with all of this going on. We can't be together. I don't know about you, but it weighs on me. Sometimes that can be, you know, relationship things, dealing with that, emotional things that happen in the home sometime. Everybody's closer together now. Everybody's spending more time together. And maybe an occurrence that happens inside the home between a brother and a sister or siblings or parents and children, we can need comfort for that. Expectations not being met, we can need comfort for that as well. Maybe not having the graduation that you were hoping for, or not having the summer, the kickoff to the summer that you were hoping for, or even the camp date that you were looking for, or the activity you were looking forward to. A number of things that we can need comfort for. And so I challenge you to think about that in relation to your life. And maybe ask that question. That'll be of help to you. Number two, what are some practical ways that you can comfort somebody else? Okay, now when I say practical ways, I'm looking for more specifics here. Okay, give me a way that you can comfort someone else. Okay, just give me one thing. Don't give me a list of things. Just give me one thing, a way that you can comfort somebody else in trouble. Okay. All right. There's some of you guys don't have your video on. Okay. We've only got 7 people who have video on, and so we're gonna have a limited number participating here. We need to be able to see your hand if you'd like to give input, which we would like you to. Okay. All right, Michaela Daly, go ahead, ma'am. Okay. All right, Michaela, we can't hear you. It's possible that your volume is down or you're on mute. Maybe check that. Okay.
We're good. We can hear you now, Michaela.
I found that, like, in my own life, it was nice to know that, especially, like, in certain situations, that somebody else has been through that. And it's really comforting to know, especially if you find someone like that, that they know exactly how you feel. And you can always, like, they're always around and they can help you cope with it and they can just help you through that.
All right, I appreciate you giving us feedback there. Anybody else? What are some ways that, a specific way that you can help someone, help comfort someone? Any other thoughts? Anybody responding, Brother Nathan? Okay, all right. All right, so I guess we're going to have to really think about that one. I'll give you some. Write a letter, send a text, make a phone call. Just say, hey, I was thinking about you today. I know you've been going through a difficult time. Lean on the Lord. There's just a whole bunch of ways. Sometimes it's just listening. Hey, if you ever need to talk, I'm here for you. You've got members in your family who you can do that to. So I encourage you, the Lord says it needs to be a part of our lives, so we need to explore ways that we can do it in our own home and in our own lives. All right, let's go to this third question. And how have you experienced the Lord's comfort in your own life? How have you experienced that? How have you experienced the Lord's comfort in your own life? Have you noticed that sense of where the Lord's presence through the Holy Spirit assures your heart of some things or comforts you in a certain way? Okay, Micah, go ahead.
I've noticed, especially, I guess, since this time, there's just a lot of, it's weird, it's like there's a lot of more mood swings, I guess, you have. But I've noticed that especially, it's kind of cool how, I mean, no matter how many, I guess, times you kind of get discouraged, that he's always, he's like completely like faithful and like comforting you. I've noticed like each time you get during night when it, like my day is ending, I'm kind of discouraged. That, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's not like he encourages you one time, comforts you one time, and says, oh, grow up, you gotta toughen up or anything like that. It's like he could do that. I mean, God, I mean, it may like be the way that he should be, but he's always takes the time, no matter how small it may be, just to, you know, always just simply comfort you with that. I mean, maybe with the verse that you maybe read that morning, or just anything that he just simply just wants to pick you back up again and just get you back on your feet. So.
Good. All right. Last one. Anybody else want to follow up with that? How have you experienced the Lord's comfort in your own life? Final input here as we close the service tonight. Going once, going twice. Any hands? No? All right. Well, we'll close out on that note. I do encourage you to think about the message and think about ways that you can implement that in your own life. Again, when I say it's not just a theological truth, it's meant to be a reality. That's truth. And so I hope that you'll find ways both to receive comfort of the Lord this week, but then also to in turn be a blessing to other people as the Lord wills. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for the time we've had together. I pray that you would bless these teenagers. They go their separate ways. Lord, you provide for their needs, but Father, that you would be their true source of comfort at any given moment and in every situation. Thank you, Lord, for the comfort that you provide. How great a God that you are. I pray that we would leave here tonight encouraged. And we ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, everybody is dismissed. Don't forget, Friday night from 7 to 8, we'll have game time. It'll be guys versus girls competition, gift cards up for grabs. See you there.